Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Shane Mack. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The DH, Chili Davis. Batting fifth. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pedro Munoz. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Jeff Rabule. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Kevin Tapani. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The left fielder, Thomas Howard. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The DH, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mark Whiten. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Paul Sorrento. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mark Lewis. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tony Porras Chica. Batting ninth. The catcher, Junior Ortiz. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dennis Cook. And now, play ball. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Knoblauch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mack moves to second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Twins. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards second. Berga scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. 2 outs. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Munoz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lofton hits a line drive beyond short. Gagne can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and 0 strikes. Howard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Howard reaches second base with a double. Lofton moves to third. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Berga hits a line drive into left field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lofton tags and scores. 1 out. It's 3-1, Twins. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 0 strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rabule fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoblauch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne strikes out. 2 outs. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ribule hits a pop-up towards first. Sorrento settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrento hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Twins. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lewis hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Porras-Chica is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Porras-Chica hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ortiz hits a line drive off the glove of Harbeck, and into shallow right field. Ortiz reaches second base with a double. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lofton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lofton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Porras-Chica fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a line drive into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Puckett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento fields the ball and throws to Cook covering. Safe. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Cook. Puckett moves to second. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Howard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Berga is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Berga hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Twins, 3, Indians, 3. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Whiten is 0-for-1 in the game. Whiten strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Whiten. Harper reaches second base with a double. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munoz is 0-for-1 in the game. Munoz hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Twins. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Harbeck hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeff Rabiulle is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Rabiulle is 0-for-1 in the game. Rabiulle hits a line drive for an out. Two outs. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Porras Chica fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sorrento is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Sorrento hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Twins. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis hits a pop-up towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Porras Chica is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Porras Chica is 0-for-1 in the game. Porras Chica bunts towards the mound. Tapani fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ortiz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rabiulle fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 4. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a pop-up off the glove of Lewis, and into shallow left field. Knobloch reaches second base with a double. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Puckett strikes out. One out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Harper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Harper hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Howard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Howard hits a fly ball into left field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Berga is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Berga hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 4. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Nichols now pitching. Pedro Munhoz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Munhoz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Munhoz strikes out. 1 out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gagne is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gagne hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sorrento settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Whiten is 0-for-2 in the game. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Paul Sorrento batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sorrento is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Sorrento hits a fly ball into left field. Max settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lewis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lewis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 4. The Twins will come to bat. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Rabule is 0-for-2 in the game. Rabule bunts for a single. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Mack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rabule moves to second. 1 out. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Knobloch hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Lofton. Knobloch reaches second base with a double. Rabule scores. It's 6-4, Twins. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Knobloch. The throw from Ortiz and he is safe. Knobloch steals third. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Knobloch scores. It's 7-4, Twins. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Puckett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Harper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Pedro Munhoz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ortiz fires to first and picks off Harper. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Porras-Chica is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Porras-Chica is 0-for-2 in the game. Porras-Chica hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Junior Ortiz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ortiz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ortiz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Guthrie now pitching. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lofton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Thomas Howard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Howard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rabiule fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 4. The Twins will come to bat. Derek Lilliequist now pitching. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Munoz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 3 in the game. Harbeck hits a pop-up towards first. Sorrento settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gagne strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jarvis Brown now playing right field. Carlos Berga batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Berga is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Berga hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell strikes out. One out. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Whiten is 0 for 3 in the game. Whiten hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Berga moves to second. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sorrento is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Sorrento strikes out. 2 outs. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lewis is 0 for 3 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Berga scores. Whiten moves to second. It's 7-5, Twins. Alex Cole pinch hits for Tony Porras Chica. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. The ball gets by Harper for a passed ball. Whiten moves to third. Lewis moves to second. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Cole hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aguilera fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 5. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Worthington now playing third base. Jeff Rabiule is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rabiule is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rabiule strikes out. One out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Mack is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Worthington fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Worthington. Mack moves to second. Steve Olin now pitching. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mack scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-5, Twins. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Puckett is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Puckett bunts for a single. Knobloch moves to second. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Knobloch scores. Puckett moves to second. It's 9-5, Twins. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Harper hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jarvis Brown is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Jesse Livas pinch hits for Junior Ortiz. Jesse Livas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Livas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Livas for the out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lofton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rabiule fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Howard is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Howard strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.